Title of the presentation is Sector Simulation of Georgia Cotton Production. In this research, I develop a sector model. All the data is aggregated at the state level. Therefore, the model simulation represents the average Georgia farm. The results of this type model lead to inferences that are generalizations for the cotton production sector in Georgia. And in the second part, besides looking at cotton in production all by itself, we'll look at a whole farm situation that has includes peanuts and corn in production. The cost of production are weighted averages of non-irrigated and irrigated cotton from the 2008 University of Georgia Crop Enterprise budgets. Expected 2008 prices received are developed by FAPRI and presented by the Agriculture Food Policy Center at Texas A&M. The yields in this analysis are trend adjusted averages from NAS annual reports. And we calculate a Georgia price based on the historical difference between Georgia price and US price. The base direct pavement countercyclical yields are reported from the Farm Service Agency of USDA, and the adjusted world price of cotton is developed from the Foreign Agricultural Service of USDA. This table shows the yields and prices that will be used in the analysis. I'll point out that we're using a U.S. price of 63 cents per pound. This was reported in December by FAPRI. Yesterday, there were some presentations that indicated this may be a low expectation for cotton price in 2008. But a later part of this presentation will do a sensitivity analysis that shows the increase in net returns as cotton price does increase. We're going to do a stochastic simulation. Simulated yields and prices apply 2008 expected values with correlations in variables over 1997 to 2006. The stochastic simulation is with the empirical distribution in Scimitar developed by James Richardson at Texas A&M. This methodology incorporates the correlation between variables without assuming an underlying distribution. And in this analysis, we'll use the commodity programs from the 2002 Farm Bill. First, we'll look at 700 acres of Georgia cotton production. These results are presented on a per acre basis. Lent revenue was $512 per acre. Seed revenue, $65 per acre. Government payments, $75. Variable cost, $462. Fixed cost, $110, for a net returns to land and unpaid labor of $80 per acre. The next charts show the changes in government payments as price changes. This one shows is a scatter plot of cotton price and the loan deficiency payment. We see that when the Georgia price approaches 57 cents per pound, that the LDP becomes zero. And also as up to that point, as price increases, the LDP decreases. Those variability in those points due to the randomness of yields that occur in calculation of the LDP. This scatter plot shows the countercyclical payment. We see that when price approaches 67 cents per pound, that the countercyclical payment goes to zero. As price increases, the countercyclical payment decreases. However, when price decreases to a point in the low 50s, the countercyclical payment becomes constant. And from that point on, as prices decrease, there are no increases in the countercyclical payment. This plot shows all the payments put together, LDP, countercyclical payment, and direct payment. we see that when a price approaches 67 cents per pound, that the only government payments that are received are the direct payments equal to $27,000. This is a scatter plot of cotton price and net returns. We look at levels below 67 cents per pound. We see that the net returns are in a constant range. However, at prices above 67%, we see that average net returns get on an increasing trend. So putting all these graphs together, we see that farmers only have expectations for increasing net returns at prices 67 cents a pound and above, at which point the only government payment they're receiving is the direct payment. This plot shows the substitution characteristics of market revenue and government payment. On the bottom axis are the government payments. On the left axis is the market revenue. We see as market revenues increase, government payments decrease. Therefore, market revenue and government payments are substitutes. This graph shows aspects of the risk involved in cotton production with and without government payments. These are cumulative distribution functions. The solid line that's on the right is net returns that include government payments. We see that all these points are to the right of $0, which is on the bottom axis. Therefore, all the outcomes, expected outcomes, are greater than zero. The broken line to the left is net returns that do not include government payments. Coming up from the bottom, we see that the intersection of $0 and the probability on the left axis meets at 50%. Therefore, while there's zero probability in this analysis of negative net returns, there's a 50% probability of negative net returns if government payments are not available. After looking at cotton alone, we'll look at a whole farm situation that includes 600 acres of cotton, 350 acres of peanuts, and 200 acres of corn. These are the whole farm cost and returns. See that total revenue from all crops and selling cotton seed is $684,000. Government payments equal to $71,000. Total cost, variable cost and fixed cost approach $700,000 together. Net returns are $81,000. In Georgia, approximately 50% of the crop land is rented, applying a rental rate of $60 per acre equals land rent charges of $34,500. The resulting farm income is $47,000. And we calculate that if the government payments were not available, the farm income without government payments would be a negative $24,000. These next presentations show some interesting things that have occurred within 1 year related to input cost. Increased prices for inputs have affected fertilizer more than other inputs. Corn uses more fertilizer per acre than either cotton or peanuts. Also, the price received for cotton seed sold has increased, and cotton seed sold revenue deducts from the ginning costs, effectively decreasing the variable cost of cotton production. The variable cost per acre for peanuts are $517. Total costs for cotton are $472, but if you deduct the $65 for cotton seed, we have a net variable cost for cotton production of $407. Corn variable costs are $383. And last year when I was working with this data, the difference between cotton variable cost and corn variable cost were $107 per acre. And this year, our analysis shows that has decreased to $24 per acre. Therefore, relative to cotton, corn prices corn costs are increasing. These are the return to variable costs for all the crops. Peanuts, $188 per acre. Cotton, $120 per acre. And corn, at $58 per acre. We'll do return to variable cost stochastic sensitivity analysis, applying different prices received for cotton and corn. The next two charts that I will present will indicate that as cotton price approaches 70 cents per pound, cotton returns to variable costs approach $170 per acre. As corn price received approaches $4 per bushel, returns to variable cost approach $120 per acre. And I estimated that by looking, by analyzing this scatter plot. On the left axis for cotton, we see it's 70 cents per pound to come across to the right. And the interpretation is that it intersects the horizontal axis at approximately $170 per acre. Similarly for corn, at $4 per acre, the estimate is that returns to variable costs would be $120 per acre. This is a scatter plot of market revenue and government payments. Similarly to cotton alone, we see that they are substitutes. As market revenue increases, government payments decrease. This is the cumulative distribution functions for the whole farm. Again, we see that all points in the cumulative distribution function for net returns that include government payments are to the right of zero. Net returns without government payments intersect the net return axis and the probability axis at approximately 45%, indicating that there's a 45% probability without government payments that whole farm net returns will be less than zero. To summarize, government payments decline as cotton prices increase. Market returns and government payments are substitutes. For cotton, net returns increase only after government payments reach a minimum. This occurs when cotton prices are less than 67 cents per pound, and government payments maintain net returns within a constant range when prices are less than 67 cents per pound, and average net returns increase only when cotton price is above 67 cents per pound. Government payments reduce the probability of net returns being less than zero. An average Georgia farm with cotton, peanuts, and corn has average farm income of negative $24,000. I can take questions or comments now or later during the session.
You got a minute to go for